Hello and welcome back to our podcast at Home on the Lakeshore, where we talk about home loans with our local home loan experts here at United One Credit Union. This is episode number 6, and thank you for joining us today. Let's welcome back in our home loan experts, Linda, Carrie, and Julie. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, everyone.
Good to see you all. Yeah, good to see you all today. How have you been?
Good. I'm getting ready for spring.
Ah, yes. Yes. I got to say, we've had a fairly mild winter so far, so I probably just jinxed it right there. But hey, you can all blame me later. But, you know, the groundhog came out. The signs are indicating that we could have an earlier spring this year, and I would not argue with that.
I'm ready. I think because it has been so mild, it puts me in the mood even more.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Looking forward to it. Yes. We all start getting that kind of cabin fever this time of year. You know, it's okay when winter maybe first hits or you get that first snow or you got the holidays and it feels like the right season. But once you get into February, you start feeling like, okay, that's enough. We're ready for the green stuff and the flowers to start blooming and things like that, right?
Correct.
Yes, definitely. You know?
Well, we're looking forward to that warmer weather. And speaking of warmer weather, our topic for today is going to be talking about construction loans. But before we build up to that, sorry, Julie, I don't mean to steal your thunder. Technically, it's your time to tell us one of your world famous jokes.
Oh, yes, world famous. Again, since we are talking about construction, what kind of bird works on a construction site?
Oh, boy. I don't know. What kind?
A crane!
Oh.
and
yep,
there you
yep,
have
I
it.
Know. I know. You wait for these every time we meet. I know.
We do.
Take a bow, Julie. Take a bow.
I'm not going to quit my day job.
You might be making millions if you do. I don't know.
Ooh, maybe I'll have to give that a try.
We'll stand up on the side.
Yes, please.
We can be there to prompt the audience that this is the time to laugh and this is the time to clap and things like that.
Yes.
We're taking this on the road.
They might need that.
Oh, excellent.
Linda, we're going to take this on the road. Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
Okay. Well, let's fly over to the topic of the day, like cranes are sometimes known to do. And that is talking today about construction loans and all the things that go into that. For many homeowners out there, or even for, in some cases, first-time home buyers, they look to build their dream house or get that home built just the way they've always wanted it and how they've envisioned it. So which one of you wants to take the lead with this one and guide us down that the initial steps of a construction loan?
Since we're all talking at once, we can all start. I'll get started. The credit union does do construction loans. It doesn't even have to be a brand new build. Sometimes large remodel projects turn into a construction loan. Sometimes people are going to, I don't want to say tear down an existing house completely, but I think there's different rules and regulations. If you leave two existing walls, you know, there's different rules that can be followed. That all can fall into a construction loan. Again, it doesn't have to be ground level up of a very large remodel, which we've seen from adding second stories to changing layouts. Those all fall under construction.
You know, another thing on construction loans during your construction phase with our loans here at the credit union, you pay interest only on the amount of money that is drawn. So what I mean by that is the amount of money that is taken out of the loan for every time that you need the funds. So generally, you will need funds for, say, on a true construction loan, for excavating, for, you know, different phases of the construction, you're going to pay interest only on those amounts. So that's another nice thing about the construction loans, that you pay interest only during the 9-month phase of the construction loan.
And then once the house is built, or your construction on the home, existing home, is done, that loan will convert into an adjustable rate mortgage. And you can choose, like, to lock in for 7 years or 10 years, but it's a one closing loan, which is kind of nice. You don't have to pay for closing costs two times, one for the construction and one for the end loan, like some other programs have. It's just kind of a one-time deal.
And I know sometimes it could be a little scary, how Carrie mentioned that it is an ARM loan that you go into on our finals, or our final mortgage itself, but there is no prepayment penalties. So at that time, if rates are better on a 30-year fix or a 20-year fix or 15 or whatever you choose, you can refinance into another product. We have a lot of different products here at the credit union, so we could definitely give you ideas of what that product could potentially be. Again, there would be closing costs in doing that. So the construction one-time close that we do offer here saves you money in that construction to permanent phase. So that's something that we love to do for our members, to save them money. So a one-time close is really good. Product.
Saving money. That's what we love to do here. That's what Having Experts is all about, is helping you find those opportunities and ways to get what you need, and yet also do it in a way that can save you money if possible, and continue to achieve those dreams. That's awesome.
And in this market, when there's not a ton of houses out there for sale, sometimes it can be a nice option to purchase a piece of land and to build instead. You'll get the home that you want the way you want it.
Yeah, I have been seeing a lot. Sorry, Julie. I have been seeing a lot more interest in pre-approvals for a construction loan. People want to know, hey, so if I buy a piece of land, can I even build? Do I have the ability to do it? You know, we also encourage you to get pre-approved. We might start with one number and go up to your maybe max of where you want to be and say, okay, here is your XYZ number. That includes your build, your land, and all of the costs. This is where your max can be. And then your next phase is talk to builders, talk to contractors. You know, that's going to be a lot of homework on your part. And we here can tell you, you know, we can guide you through that and say, okay, now you have to go and talk to many different builders, like I said, or contractors, you know, get some numbers, and we tell you exactly what we will need back.
And some people like to purchase the land first and pay on it for a while before they choose to build, and that's okay too.
And that's different. True is what Carrie is saying is, you can purchase it in advance, or even if you're finding a piece of land right now and want to build, we can do that all at one step as well. It doesn't have to be in two phases. We can do the purchase and the construction loan. So if you got a contractor that's willing to move fast and you've got that piece of land in front of you, it all can truly happen at the same time as well.
Now, let's say a member comes in and this is something that's new to them that they want to do. Do we make connections with local builders and local contractors, or have any people that we might refer them to, or places where they could get started? I know we work with local builder associations and things like that and have some of those connections. But do you guys ever give any guidance to members on where they could at least begin that search or starting to get some of those kind of pricing and quotes?
That's usually where I start, is the local home builder office. Because we are so involved in the office, I will show them the website and bring up who the builders are. And I encourage, talk to more than one. Sometimes a personality is good. You know, you can kind of see yourself working with that person. It's going to help the process. You might be working with this person for, you know, a year, or the preparation could be more than a year. That alone, you have to have a good working relationship, or it's just going to make things more stressful on you. So definitely talk it out with a couple different builders, and, you know, get their feel, get their input. You know, maybe one builder is going to say, nope, that can't be done, where a next builder might have some different experience and say, yeah, we can make that work on this piece of land, or exactly what you're looking for.
And it's also nice to have them go to like your local parade of homes and check out homes that the builders have already built, because that is another aspect that might make you choose one over another. You see how they build their houses and talk to them at the parade homes. That can be helpful too.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to share was my experience. I never built a home, but back years ago, when I was first getting into buying my own home, we were thinking about building. We had bought a piece of land, and then we were like, okay, now we're ready to build. We started talking to some contractors, and just how Julie said, that personality or what they have. The first builder we went to, they're like, okay, this is what we have. These are our blueprints. And then we're like, well, you know, I want this. You know, I was telling them what I wanted, and they're like, nope, you have to choose from what we have. So it's like, okay, that isn't a builder I want to work with. I want to go and look for another one. So we ended up not building. It was just not for us at that particular time in our life. But I had the experience of talking to different builders, different people that could tell us like what I could build in my piece of land. One other thing I wanted to mention, in Sheboygan County, because that is where I'm located, Julie and Carrie are located in the Manitowoc office, but we can do any market that we are chartered in. In some of the places that you can buy land here, you actually have to go with the builder that they choose to. So you also have to look at those things, is the land that you're looking at, are you going to be able to choose your lender? I mean, not your lender, I'm sorry, your builder, or are you going to be able to choose your builder? So those are some of the things that you'd want to be looking at when you are starting to search for that piece of land.
Well, we all know who they should choose for their lender, right? And that's you guys, the experts, right? There you go. That's an easy choice. That's an easy choice. The proof is in the pudding right there. Oh, but that's so true, because there are certain neighborhoods and areas for development that they are building new homes, and they have already contracted and already have agreements with certain builders and certain contractors there, that you do have to go along with them. And based on the design of that neighborhood, the community has decided that there'll be certain kinds of homes or certain levels of homes that will be built there and styles. And so those are predetermined. So as Linda was saying, you might have a few to choose from, but you kind of have to stay within those constraints. Whereas if you really want something that is fully custom and every piece of it that you want, then there are certainly builders out there, certainly contractors you can work with. And if you're buying your own piece of land independently somewhere, I know there'd be options out there for you for sure. And we have a lot of very reputable, very high quality local builders in both Sheboygan and Manitowoc that'd be excellent to work with.
That's so true. And it's not too early to start. I know there's some builders that are already looking for build in 2025. So it's not too early to start talking through options because it's going to take time to get everything you're looking for. And then, of course, you know, just the shortage of employees and it, you know, it might take several meetings with those builders to sit down with you, go through blueprints, explain their steps. So yes, if you are looking, start talking to builders now.
So Julie, what would you recommend? Or do we recommend to folks to come get pre-approved first so they generally know how much they can afford? Or should they start talking to builders first? Or is this kind of the chicken and the egg situation here? Well, what do you guys kind of recommend for that, you know?
That's what I always say is it's a vicious circle. What do you do first? I always have them start with at least a general call to the builder. What I've been seeing is there's some sticker shock. So it's gotten very expensive. We've heard that lumber could be going up again. So that's where I have them talk to the builder and just say, hey, what is it costing maybe per square foot right now to build? Or I'm looking for more of an extravagant build and this is a one time, or I'm not that extravagant. I'm more plain Jane. What is the builder's range? Mm-hmm. The $100 a square foot, those days are long gone. So
at least you could give them like, I want 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms and kind of what you're looking for. And they can give you a ballpark at least for us to work with.
Right. And so then the idea of it's going to cost $500,000-$700,000 to build. Okay. Are you ready for that? Then coming back to us and sitting down, looking at numbers, you're going to sell your house. What are we looking at? But at least you can kind of talk that out with the builder just to get a base idea of, okay, houses aren't $250,000 anymore. It's going to cost a little bit more.
Yeah, the cost of materials and everything here and still in the post-COVID world now with how we're getting materials.
And real estate value has just gone up in the last couple of years in general.
That's true, too.
Don't let that discourage you. If you are out there looking for a construction loan, it could still happen. There's still pathways forward. So if that's still a dream of yours, if that's what you and your family have determined and decided that they want to do, we have the experts that can help you take the first steps down that path to learn more, to see if that's still the right choice for you at this time. Or maybe it's something you're saving and building up for the future. And of course, United One Credit Union is here and available to help you do that as well, to dream and build financial success towards that dream so that you can achieve it. So any other thoughts that our experts want to share about construction loans before we wrap up this episode?
There are some builders out there too doing what's known as a spec house. They have bought the land themselves, they've started building, and then if you get in at a certain point, there are options where you can still pick out maybe colors or siding, some of the interior items, or they'll give you a budget price range to pick out items. We still can do financing on that. It almost ends up being more of a purchase, but you still have that custom feel as the builder has started from their side first. So keep your eyes open for some subdivisions, some developing, just some random, as land is hard to get to, that just random neighborhoods, there might be a piece of land that a builder has already started. Don't be afraid to ask questions on that as well.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you all very much again for your time. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in again for another month of our wonderful, wonderful podcast here at home on the lakeshore. So thank you, Terry, Linda, Julie. We appreciate you experts joining us again this week. Sharing your expertise with us. So we'd love to highlight and answer any questions that you might have as a listener on a future podcast. So please go ahead. You can contact us by email at homeloans@unitedone.org. Seriously, we want to see some emails from you, our listeners. Ask us questions that you've had, or maybe you've already bought a home, you're already settled, but you have questions from a family member or a friend that's been asking you about that process that we can help you out with. We'd love to highlight your question on a future episode. So if you like what we're doing, we encourage you to give us a like and rate us wherever you get your podcasts. And also feel free to share our podcasts with friends, family, and others. So you're also welcome to follow us on social media. For Facebook, we can be found at Facebook.com/UnitedOneCU, and on Instagram with @UnitedOneCU. So for our next episode, we will be looking into March and getting closer and closer to that spring weather that we're all looking forward to. So thank you all very much for tuning in, and we will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you all very much.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
Bye.